Yes, we are. Leanna Crawford and Still Waters on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Here we are, Ryan. It's that time where we ask that penultimate question. What day is it? I know.
We've had a lot of time with this game, and I'm still enjoying it. And every time I pull up the calendar, look at the different days. There are days I've never used before because there's like a dozen on each day of the year. So I take a look at all the different weird holidays that are every day of the year, and there's a bunch for January 2nd. I picked two that are real, and I made one up, and you and Beth are going to guess which is the day that Ryan made up today.
Okay.
First off, we got National Workout Day.
Okay.
Fresh start to the new year.
Mm-hmm.
They dedicate and encourage people to jumpstart their fitness goals.
Sure.
You know, because we just had a horrible fitness week and weekend and month, pretty much.
All the gyms are staffed to the hilt today. Yeah.
Have you ever started a gym in January?
Yes.
I have. The looks of disdain from everyone else until you've been there like 3 months. And then they're like, okay, maybe they're sticking around.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, and then the next year, you're the one giving the looks. Oh, come on, people.
Yeah.
Oh, then we have National Science Fiction Day.
Okay.
Apparently, it's the birthday of science fiction writer Isaac Asimov.
Okay.
Today. Maybe.
Okay.
Depending.
You and I are both fans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read a lot.
Mm-hmm. You read more than I do.
Mm-hmm. Then we have National Cream Puff Day.
Oh.
Known in Europe as the profiterole. It's a little, you know, a little puffy ball full of cream and deliciousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take them to your workout.
There you go. Hi, everybody. Here's a box of cream puffs. Enjoy your workout.
Here's one. Here's two. Here's three. Work through the box.
They're so light and fluffy. Cream puff day.
Cream puff vitamins. Anyway.
There you go.
But one of these isn't real, which is sad because I kind of like them all.
Oh, wow. But yet they're kind of, they can intertwine here really nicely because, you know, if you bring cream puffs to your workout, the idea of losing weight truly is science fiction. So,
or the idea that I am going to join a gym today, that's science fiction. That's not happening. Not today, anyway.
So there's a beautiful day right there. Okay. Interesting. Cream puffs, very yummy, very delicious. Mm-hmm. So not good for you. But yet, you know, you always present a food item as a day.
Almost always.
Almost always. So there's that. Why it would be January 2nd is beyond me. There you go.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, after all the festivities of the holidays. National Science Fiction Day? No idea when Isaac Asimov's birthday is.
You don't mark that every year?
No.
Have a little cake?
Can't say it's really, you know, popped up in my calendar at all.
Yeah.
And the National Workout Day. Yeah. You know, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to guess you made up National Workout Day. Really?
You are 2 for 2 on the year, Beth. The streak continues.
Wow.
There isn't a National Workout Day, Beth.
There isn't?
I don't think so.
At all?
There might be something labeled similar.
Oh.
But like a Get Healthy Day or, yeah. But it's not today, even though it makes sense for it to be today.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. That's why I picked that. But yeah,
it's a real reverse psychology there. You know, what makes sense? It's not what Ryan's going to do. Of course not. Please.
So National Workout Day is the fake day. Mm-hmm. Not today. You can still join a gym. I ain't going to stop you. I'm also not going to do it. National Science Fiction Day is today and Cream Puff Day is today.
Go get a cream puff.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's Ain't Nobody from Cody Carr and Skinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.